Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Esei Dechalos Esei. In the previous shiur, we saw Big Yisod to answer the kasha of the Achronim on the Rifa and Tosfos, who holds that even though Esei is not Dechen Esei and Elos Esei, but if you recaim the Esei, then it's Dechen Elos Esei and there's no Malkus, even though an Avera was committed. And we said that that only applies when the essay is on the Cheftza. Then there's a Kiyum Mitzvah. But when there is a essay on the Gavra, then one cannot say that he was Mekayim anything. But you can't say that there's a Chiyuv essay on the Gavra, and there's also an Isser. Chiyuv and Isser are two contradictory concepts. So, that being the case, when the Riva was not talking about where the Chiyuv was on the Gavra, he was talking when the Chiyuv was on the Cheftza, and in Mela there is a Kiyum, which does exist, and that doesn't contradict the Isser, and there would be no Malkus for the Los Esei, but if there is a chiyuv on the Gavra, if it's a mitzvah on the Gavra, then that wouldn't exist at all, and there's no mitzvah at all if he tries to do the mitzvah in the case of a Los Esei and an Esei and Memela. The Rivel wasn't talking about that case, and if there's Malkus for the Los Esei, he gets Malkus. So we're going to go further. Says the Gemara in Sevachim Sadi Zayin on Beis Amrav and Es Dechalos Esei Shev Mikdash, and Esei is not Dechalos Esei Shev Mikdash. Shenam Rav Etzim Leisish Beruba Rav Shem Ben Minasio Emer Echad Etzim Sheish Bemoch Vetzel Etzim Shein Bemoch Amai Nesi Esei Vlitchilos Esei Nesi Esei Vlitchilos Esei Eslos Esei Elo Shema Mina In Esei Dechalos Esei Shev Mikdash. So why can't the essay of eating the Korban Pesach be Dechel Los Esei of Etzem Losish Beruba? This way he'll find some meat in the Pesach and break the bone, get some juice in there, and he'll be able to continue eating. So why can't you break the Etzem, be over in the Los Esei, in order to be Mekayim the essay? It must be that Ein Esei Dechel Los Esei Shebe Mikdash. Tosis there, right? So for Dibur, this is what's Gemara talking about. When you're uprooting the lav of the of Shviras Etzem, when one's breaking the bone, he's not making the essay of Achila. We don't say essay dechalos to say when it's not beit, no, when it's not at the same time. The Piskei Atosis there answers, im yefshel lekayim essay beinyan acher lo beinan beitna demi acher lav lekayim essay. That if it's impossible to be making the essay in another way, the only way to be Mekayim the essay is if it's not Be'idna, then we don't require Be'idna. It doesn't have to be simultaneous. The essay does not have to be simultaneous with the Los Esei if there is no way to do it that way. The only time it has to be simultaneous is when it could be simultaneous. Then you have to be, the essay has to uproot the Los Esei at the same time. But if it can't be done simultaneously, the only way you can do it is first to be over in the Los Esei and then be Mekayim the essay. There we would say Esei Dechalos Esei. So what's pshat in this Piskei Atosis? Do they mean Svara? Inyan Shebis Svara? In other words, Piskei Atosis is Mechadish. Shekol HaMuchuch B'mitzius L'kayim HaMitzvah Harei U'B'chlal B'itna. That anything that's necessitated by reality for the Kiyom HaMitzvah, the only way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah is this way, that's included in B'itna. That's considered simultaneous. And that the Tosis, Piskei Tosis writes, Lo Be'inan Be'idna, what that means is, we don't require Be'idna that it should be simultaneous with the Kiyum Etzem HaMitzvah. And it's enough that it's Be'idna, that it's at the time, that's Mukhruch for the Kiyum, that's necessary to fulfill this Mitzvah. So in other words, since it's muchuch b'mitzius, it's included in be'idna. Be'idna doesn't mean that the avera and the mitzvah are done at the same time. In this case, what it means is that even when it's not done at the same time, that's included in be'idna. because it's muchach b'metzias, that's the right time to do it. Because it's muchach b'metzias to do it this way, so therefore that's the time it's done. It doesn't have to be, in reality, done at the same second, because it can't be done at the same second. So it's considered that it's being done at the same time, because that's what reality determines, that it can't be done at the same time. So the way you're doing it is fine. That's also included in Be'idna. Or we can say, no, it's not an inyan shel svara. Shemitzara tanai shel Be'idna, we require that b'shas hadechiyah, the etzem mitzvah, should be miskayim. Now, like we said, that the svara is that really it is Be'idna, because when you're doing this aveira at that time, in a way, that is really enabling the mitzvah, since the mitzvah can't be done at the same exact time, but it can only be done afterwards. So we view this aveira as being done with the mitzvah, because that's the only way the mitzvah can be enabled, by doing the aveira, and it can't be done at the same time. That's the svara. Or we can say, no, it's not an inyan shel svara, because mitzad the tanayv b'idna, we require that it mamish be done simultaneously. Just in an instance where efshel kaimus esay v'inyan acher, it's considered that the Torah was megalib and mefurish, that there should be Torah's dechia, that it should be overridden, the aveira, even if it's not b'idna. And therefore, since mitzvah achilas kachim includes also the moach, includes all the juice inside the bone, so it must be that in the Torah we have the dechia, the iser of shviras etzem, is overridden if this moach has etzem. If this etzem has moach, then the iser of a shviras etzem is going to be overridden, even though it's not beidna. So those are the two tzadim. One side is that it's considered be'idna, if it can't be done any other way. And the other is that, no, it doesn't require be'idna. And therefore, if it has moach, if it has marrow, you can break it, and then eat the marrow afterwards. Even though the isser of breaking it isn't at the same time you're eating the marrow, eating the moach. The Noda Bihudin Madura Tinyana Chelek Evan Ezer Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, he's mayor on this chiddush of the Piskei Tosfos, a number of he'aris from Tosfos in numerous places in Shas, who noted that why is the mitzvah of Piriyah V'Rivyah not docha the iser of Lo Yeh Kadesh? That when a man is forbidden to a woman, why don't we say that the mitzvah of Piriyah V'Rivyah is docha the iser? Say he's an eved, so let it be docha, and let them have children. We love children. So the Tosfos in Taharas Shemari, it's not be'idna, because when are they doing the lav of Lo Yeh Kadesh Mishas Ha'ara? When he starts penetration, and the essay is Bigmar Bi, it's at the end. So therefore the essay of Pir Virivya is only at the end, right? One can argue that the essay of Pir Virivya is when she has the baby, but Tosfos says it's the end of Bi'ah. But according to the Chiddush of Piskei Tosfos, why don't we say that it should even be doche the hara? Why? Because you can't finish the bia without starting it. So if it's ef shir binyan acher, like Piskei Tosfos says, so let the iser of lo yeh kadosh be nitcha because of piri v'rivya, even though it's not beidna, but it's ef shir binyan acher. You can't have gemar bia unless you have tchilas bia. So let the mitzvah of gemar bia be doche the aver of tchilas bia. He also asked from Divrei Harib and Maseches Yevamos, but Tosfos the Ramas Liavo essay who asked, and that it says in the Gemara that the essay of Yibum is Doche Lavin, frekt the Riva, it's not Be'idna, because a woman is not Misaberes Be'bir Rishona. So, how can it be Doche? The essay, she can't get pregnant anyway. So she can't get pregnant the first time. Generally, that's the case. So, how can it be doche lavin? It's not beidna. The re-answer is that beibum, you don't require hakamas shem mamish. If you require hakamas shem mamish, that mamish hakamas shame, that a new baby has to be born to commemorate the lost brother, then it has to be that she can get pregnant. But you just need royal hakamas shame. So the fact that it's fitting for hakamas shame, in other words, that they're having bia, and it doesn't mamish have to be that she gets pregnant. That's Tosis's teretz. Asks the Noda B'Yehuda, why don't we say that even the Bia Rishona should be Nitre? Why should it be Mutter? Not because it's enough to have Roila come as Hashem. Doesn't Mamish need to get pregnant? But the very fact that they're having Bia, that's enough. That's already enough of a mitzvah. And eventually they can have children. But right now they're not going to have, but something's going to happen in the future. But the first be, it's not going to happen. Seder says the Noda B'Yehuda, why don't we say that even Bia Rishona should be pushed off, because you can't have Bia Shnia without Bia Rishona. So says, since it's the Efshir Binyan Acher, that's why it should be Mutter. Just like we say by Shviras Moach, we say by Shviras Etzem, since it's the Efshir Binyan Acher, so you could do it now and break the Etzem and eat it later, because it's the Efshir Binyan Acher also. She's only going to get pregnant with the second Bia, but Bimati the first Bia, it's the second Bia, because the Efshir, they can't have Bia a second time if they didn't have Bia the first time, right? That's simple mathematics. Another Ha'ara of the Noda B'Yehuda. The Etzem Chiddush of the Piskei Tosfos is subject to debate, because in Bav Metzia Daf Lamed that we quoted in the previous shiur, then Muka Yosef asks, why do we need to come on to the fact that in Esei Techa Lesa Seva Esei, why don't we just say it's not B'idna? Because when does the Kohen do his Isser of Tumas Koyhanim? When he goes into the cemetery. And the mitzvah, when is the mitzvah Miskayim? When the Aveda is returned to the Bailim. So it's not B'idna. So what's Bechlal the Tzad that the Esei should be Doche, should go into the Beis HaKvaris? Forget about the Ein Esei Techa Lesa Seva Esei. It's not B'idna. So then Muka Yosef says that the Gemara gave that reason for its L'Rav Chad Milsa, that Ein Estech L'Esev Esed. L'Rav Chad Milsa, V'Ein Echinami, it's not B'idna. But in the name of the Ranbar, he was Mitaretz, very famous. The Hochinami Shbishah Sha'over Al-Alav Kim Ha'Esei Kamila B'Tzeras Domisasi Kibu Mitzah Shavasaveda B'Shah Sekiris Alav V'Alfa Pishalai Gamra Mabakach V'Lo Gami Mitzah Mila Nogimrat Nigmat Shapara. The Kaimalan Mavaloi Parakiloi Mol, who's Al Savar, the Guf Mitzis Esse, Maschel Bishas Riyosa, of the Rabbi Yosef Alevi, Kosov Benimuk of the Yichol and Lemar, the Lay Domila Milo, the Milo Komashanase, Bogufa Mitzvah Atzma, Komashim Lotel Tzitis El Bishtek and Foysa, Bobashava Savate, Gufa Mitzvah, Yashav Vesa Bailim, Vashar Habe Kemachire Mitzvah. So the Noda B'Yehuda writes that the sheet of the Ranbar is like the chiddush we said earlier, that if you can't do it otherwise, the hakdam is also doche, and therefore, even though the mitzvah is only miskayim bebeis habaylim, nevertheless, even when he sees it and goes to get it, it's also doche, because he can't do it otherwise. That's what he writes. B'shal she'avar alav kiyem ha'esei kemila b'tziras da misasik b'mitzvah shavas aved b'shal sekir salav. He's a misasik in the mitzvah. It already started from the beginning. You can't do it otherwise. V'af bishaloi gomra. Mavakach. So even though he didn't finish it when he, you know, he's doing the aver, and he didn't finish it yet, but the same thing with Mila. Movalo para kilo mol. So when you did bris Mila, it's only the beginning. It's not the whole mitzvah. And nevertheless, it's doche. So even though the mila is derech the tzaras, and when you cut off the tzaras, you're not yet finished, because you didn't do the priya yet, doesn't matter, because he started. See here also, he started the mitzvah, he went into the Beis HaKvaras, stoch the avera, and he'll finish it off later. But that's not the considered beidna. I mean, that's enough, even though it's not mamish beidna, like we'd want it to be, that the mitzvah and avera are both finished simultaneously, but it doesn't matter. Here also, he went into the Beis HaKvaras, he started it, it's gevaldik. So that's already, that's enough to be considered beidna. That doesn't bother us, that when he's finishing the mitzvah, when he's finished the avera, the mitzvah is not yet done, he only did a partial mitzvah. Because to zal sover guf mitzvah esse maskul mishas b'shas riyasa, but Rabbi Yosef HaLevi, he argues, and he says you can't compare it to mila, because mila, whenever you're cutting, is part of the mitzvah. But a Shabbos Aveda, the going into the Beis HaKvaras, isn't part of the mitzvah. A Shabbos Aveda is bringing it back to the Bailim. The going to the Beis HaKvaras is machshire mitzvah. It's not the actual mitzvah. So the Nodavida says that the Ranbar is saying like the Piskei Tosis, that if it can't be done otherwise, it's good enough. So you can't, how are you going to be machshir the Aveda if you don't go into the Beis HaKvaras? So therefore it's considered, even though the mitzvah isn't completed yet, but that's enough to be dochel los esse. And if we have to come on to ein esse dochel los esse by the coin of the Beis HaKvaras. And Rabbi Yehosef and Muke Yosef, they hold no. A maise isn't dochel lavin unless it's a maise kiyum mitzvah mamish. Because the Nukva Yosef is learning that it's not mamish a mitzvah to go into the Beis HaKvaras. The Ranbar holds that it just can't be done otherwise. Since it can't be done otherwise, so the essay is going to be docha d'los essay. And it's the same thing with the Karban Pesach. Since it can't be done otherwise, you can't get to the marrow otherwise, without breaking the bone, so even though it's not b'idna, but it's good enough, break the bone, and therefore it's considered like you allow the essay to be doch the los essay, because there's no other way to do it, and it doesn't have to be mamish at the same second. So it would appear that from everything we brought, that the yesod of the Piskei HaTosfos is not an inyan of svara. So Adarabi mitzad etzem atzvara, it should be that even what's most necessary, that the kiyum mitzvah can't be done without them, can't be docha los seisha b'torah. They're just machshirim aren't docha yisurim. And that Piskei HaTosfos says that a maisa that can't be done, a mitzvah that can't be done without a certain maisa, is docha los seisha b'torah. That's said only when there's a gilui mefurish b'torah, like shvir tzetzim shesh b'moach, that since the moach, the marrow, is also included in the basar, and about it there's also a mitzvah achila, so you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of achila smoach without shvir tzetzim. So al korchenu, that the Torah was matir shvir tzetzim letzorech kiyum ha-mitzvah shel achila smoach. If not for the miut, we have a miut from the pasuk that not. But it's not an inyan of svara that we suggested before, that we view it as being simultaneous because it can't be done otherwise. No. We have to have a gilui. The Torah was megale with regard to shviras etzem, that you have to eat the moach. If you have to eat the moach, the only way to get to it is the shviras etzem. So it's not considered a beitna. It's just impossible to do it any other way. So it's not a svar that if it's the only way to do, if you can't do it any other way, then it's considered like beitna. No, it's not beitna. But since the Torah was megale that you're allowed to be doch even shalom beitna, you're allowed to be doch even shalom beitna. First you do the Aver and then you do the mitzvah. It's the only way to do the mitzvah, because the Torah tells you to eat the moach, and the only way to get to it is to break the bone. So it must be you can first break the bone and then eat the marrow. So, but that's only where the Torah was megaleh that the essay is zechel say even shelo bidna. That one's that even if it's shelo bidna, the first one's over in the lo say, and then one's mekayim the essay. And that's only b'shviras etzem, if not for the miyud and the pasuk. But in the other cases, peri verivya, mitzvah siyibum, hashavas aveda, there's no gilui in the pasuk of tchiya shelo beidna, because these aren't mikrim kavuim, like moach hanimtza be'etzem. Right? It's not kavua that one can only be makayim, that one's going to be makayim peri verivya with somebody they're usher to, with an avid. It's not kavua that one's going to go into the Beis HaKvaras for Hashavas Aveda. It's not kavua. So there's no gilui in the Torah for that. It's not kavua that it's going to be her first bia, because maybe she's not a besula. So in all those other cases, the Torah wasn't megalav in mefurish that the essay should be derech adalos to say shalom beidna. So there's no remez to be matir. And also yibum of doesn't necessarily have to be with chai be'lavin. Here we're talking about Yibum with Chai Be'lavin. So, who says in most cases she's not a Chai Be'lav? So, therefore, this Dechia would not apply. And that's why we give other Teirutzim. In the case of if it would be an inyan shebesvara, that if it can't be done otherwise, we permit it, then in all those cases we would say, in the case of pir verivya, we would say pashit, can't be done otherwise. In the case of yibum, chai be'lavin, we would say pashit, this is the only way that it can be done. They have bir rishona, even though it's not going to produce a child, but we're going to allow them to do it anyway. Because the only way they can get to be a shnei is if they first do be a rishona. So, if the svar would apply in those cases that since it can't be done otherwise, we consider it be'idna. It's like be'idna because that's the right time to do it. Even before is the time to do it because there's no other time. Because simultaneous doesn't work. We're obviously not saying that. That's not what we answered in those cases. So it must be you need a gilui mefurish in the Torah. And where do you have a gilui? Only when it comes to shviras etzem. That's the only time. That's when we have a gilui. Because the Torah says to eat the marrow. So once you have to eat the marrow, it's the only way to get there is if you break it. So you need a gilui mefurish. But if that's true, then we have to understand the Ranbar. Well, where does he get that there's a din of dechia by the Kohen in the Beis HaKvaras? Everyone agrees that it's not Be'idna. So what he brings from Mila is a Shver, saying when he goes in the Beis HaKvaras, that's a Hechsher Mitzvah. But the Mila is the Gufa Mitzvah. And when he does the Priya afterwards, then it's going to turn out that the Mila was a mitzvah. But when he brings the guy the Aveda, he didn't do a mitzvah when he went to the Beis HaKfar. So that was just a Hechsher mitzvah. So what's pshat in the Rambar that he says that if you don't have a Gilui, we prove now that you need a Gilui in the Pasuk in order to allow an essay to be Dechelos, say, Shalom Be'idna. And we don't say that it's considered Misvar Be'idna, even though the Svar B'chlal had a trouble with such a Svar. Svar that it's nichlal be'idna. What do you mean svar? It's a nichlal be'idna. It's not be'idna. That's the only way it can be done, so it's like it's be'idna. All right, but we prove that it's not like that, because otherwise in those other cases of Yibum, etc., we would have said that the Svar applies, but we don't. We don't say the Svar applies. So Elamai, what do we say? We say that you need a Gilui, so you only have it by Karban Pesach. So what's Pshat? Why did the Ranbar want to be Matir going into Beis HaKvaras? So we can say as follows. What is doche? Is a kiyum mitzvah doche? Or is the chiyuv hamutal akarkafta de gavra lekayim a mitzvah doche? Is the kiyum mitzvah doche? Or is the obligation doche? What's doche the laws to say? If we say that for the din of dechiyah, it's not enough to have a chiyuv that is mutal akarkafta de gavra. Rather, we need a kiyum mitzvah. So it's not shaykh to say that everything that's necessary for the kiyum mitzvah is included in be'idna. Because even if the mice is muchach for kiyum mitzvah, but there's no kiyum. Yeah, the mice is muchach for kiyum mitzvah. There's no kiyum, and that's what the Rambar wanted to prove. It's since mal v'loy para ki l'loy mal, so it emerges that shas kiyum shel mitzvah mila is la'achar apriya, and therefore it's not shaykh to have a din dechia mitzad kiyum ha-mitzvah. So even though after he finishes the priya, it turns out that the whole mila from the beginning was included in the kiyum ha-mitzvah, but akopana, when the priya hasn't yet been finished, you can't talk about dechia mitzad kiyum ha-mitzvah, because being time in the meantime it wasn't finished. Because the Ranbar says that you need a kiyum mitzvah now. You need a kiyum mitzvah now. And if there's no kiyum mitzvah now, it's not doche. So how's mila doche tzaras? There's no kiyum mitzvah now and you're cutting it off because the kiyum is going to happen when you do the priya. The answer is, it's mitzad the maisa mitzvah, mitzad the chiyuv, and not mitzad the kiyum alone. And to that, Shtel Tzud, the Ranbar, the Kohen B'Beis HaKvaras, if we see that the din dechia of Esei Doicha Loisesei is not Talui B'Kiyum HaMitzvah Dafka, therefore we can say that every Maisa that's Mechuyev HaMitzias for the Kiyum of the Mitzvah is included in the Chiyuv that's Mutal Al Gavra, and it has a Koach of dechia. Not totally in the kiyum. You're right. When he goes into the Beis HaKvaras, there is no kiyum on mitzvah. But since it's muchach for him to go in there, that's part of his obligation. He has an obligation to go in there. And therefore, lifting up the aveda in the Beis HaKvaras is included in the Maisa mitzvah. And therefore, it has a koach techiya of be'idna. So it's not the kiyum on mitzvah, because there is no kiyum. But there's a chiyuv for him to go in and get it. And that chiyuv is doche, the Yisr Tumah. Just like we say regarding the Bris Milah. That the chiyuv, you're right, there's no kiyum now when he's cutting off the tzaras, but he has an obligation to do it. It's the only way he can do the mitzvah. So that chiyuv hamutal akakav to the gavra is what doche the lois is say. Now, as we said, Beshitas Hariva, he holds that for the din dechiyah of Esei Dei Chalois Esei, it's enough to have a Chalois Shem Kiyum Shel Mitzvah. We don't need a Chalois, we said this in the first shir. We don't need a Chalois Shem of a Chiyuv Mitzvah. There could be a Kiyum Mitzvah. Because, like we said, when we talk about Ein Esei Dei Chalois Esei Ve'esei, you can't talk about a chiyuv mitzvah being doicha. The essay you're doing is being doicha the loss of sekes is a chiyuv. Adarabah, there is no chiyuv. It's also for him to do the mitzvah. That's what we said in the Riva. So now after the Ma'ayin Bedas HaRiva, do we say according to the Riva that only a din d'chiyo machmas kiyum ha-mitzvah, that there is only a din that the mitzvah overrides the avera because of the kiyum ha-mitzvah? So according to that, in an instance where the maisa isn't included in the kiyum ha-mitzvah, there's no hilchos d'chiyo. Or do we say no? That even the Riva's mode, that besides the din d'chiyo machmas kiyum ha-mitzvah, there's also a din d'chiyo because of the chiyuv hamutal akrakafta de gavra, that he has an obligation to do this as part of his kiyum mitzvah. And it would appear that these two dinei dechiya are fundamentally different. When the dechiya is mitzat kiyum mitzvah, it's talui in whether he's mekayim b'shas tchiyaso in mitzvah saseh. Masha'en came when the dechiya is mitzad the maisim mitzvah, it's totally b'chiyuv hamutal akrakafta de gavra, in the chiyuv that is incumbent upon the person. And therefore, if this maisa that he's doing is necessary in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, yi efshe lekayim es ha'esei b'inyan acher, if this efshe lekayimus esei b'inyan acher is not incumbent upon him for any given reason, so then it will no longer have a koach of dechia, because in such an instance there's no reason for the dechia, because the kiyum isn't be'idna, and in the meantime, even though his mice is going to bring him to a kiyum, but it's not mechuyev, he's not mechuyev b'mitzvus esei zos, there's nothing to be doche. So when the dechia is mitzvah, the mice and mitzvah, it depends on the chiyuv that's mutal arkakafta de gavra, that he has an obligation. And therefore, if it's yefshel lekayimus ha'esei binyan acher, he can do it, but if it's not incumbent upon him to do this maisa, then there's nothing to be doche with. It can only be doche if yefshel lekayimus ha'esei binyan acher, and it's mamish mutal upon him, it's incumbent upon him to do this maisa iser, in order to be mekayim the asei. So now it appears as follows. What the Rivo is Machadish was that even if Ein Esei Decha Lesa Seva Esei, nevertheless, the Lav is Nitcha, like we said at the very beginning, right? The Esei is not Decha Lesa and the Esei, but it's Decha Lesa Seva, and therefore there's no Malkus. That is all said when the Lav is Nitcha at the time that the Esei is Miskayim. Mashen Kein Akoyim Beveis HaKvaris B'Shaz Techiyas HaLav, there's no kiyum of a mitzvah essay. So what are you going to say? That it should be docha the lav mitzad the maisa mitzvah. In other words, mitzad the chiyuv of the lav. In other words, he has a chiyuv to go into the Beis HaKvaris to get this object. And that's the only way he can bring it back, right? The only way he can bring it back is because he has this, because is if he goes into the Beis HaKvaris. So is there a kiyum when he's going to the Beis HaKvaris? No. The only thing that can allow him to go into the Beis HaKvaris is his obligation to ultimately do this mitzvah. So he has an obligation now to go into the Beis HaKvaris to get this object in order to bring it back. It's not mamish a kiyum mitzvah, but it's a chiyuv that's mutal al karkafta de gavra. It's an obligation that is incumbent upon him. But we already explained that for this din d'chiya, it is the obligation that's mutal ar kakafta de gavra that's doche. But in our case, you can't say that. There is no chiyuv. Adarav, it's usur for him to do this maisa, even if it's doche the lav. Because mefurish gazra tarash ein esei decha las seva esei. There's nothing to be doche. There's nothing to be doch. There's no chiyuv to talk about here. The only way he could go in there is if he would have a chiyuv. But since there's an iser, there can't be a chiyuv. So you lost on both ends. There's no kiyum mitzvah here. Because he's just in the Beis HaKvaris. He's not returning the object yet. What is it? It's a chiyuv. Mutu l'kafta the gavra to go in there and get it. Yeah, but there can't be a chiyuv because there's an iser. Two contradictory concepts. So now we understand the sheet of the Riva very well. V'divrei ha-gemara b'bov mitzia asyan heitev. The gemara is gevaldik in bov mitzia because, as we said, the techiyuv and hashavas abeitz ha-kvaras can only be mitzad ha-koach ha-nimtze b'chiyuv ha-mitzah mutar rekaf de-gavra. Because mitzad ha-kiyum ha-mitzvah it's not be'idna. And therefore, since ein esei deicha l'seva esei, it's not shaykh to have a techiyuv mitzad ha-chiyuv. So mitzad ha-kiyum it's not be'idna. And mitzad ha-chiyuv there it can't be, because ein esei deicha l'seva esei. So now we understand beautifully why the Gemara says that what do you need a pasuk for? The Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for salamta? It's pashit. It's an essay, and an essay is not deicha l'seva in an essay. So what do we want to say? We wanted to bring in the sheet of the Riva and say, no, for the Riva you need the pasuk. Tell you that even though you're mekayim the asay, that even though you're mekayim that in this normally when you're mekayim an asay, it's doicha l'los asay, and here there's no kiyum asay even according to the Riva, so you do need a pasuk. So the answer is according to the Riva you don't need a pasuk, because in this case a coin going into the Beis HaKvar is it's pashit he can't go because there's no asay to be doicha any los asay ba'asay, even according to him there's no asay. Normally there is, but not in this case, because in this case you don't have any kiyum mitzvah when he goes to the Beis HaKvaras. And you also don't have any chiyuv hamutal akakav to the gavra going, because chiyuv is contradictory to the concept of iser. Can't have a chiyuv and an iser at the same time. So even according to the Riva, you don't need a pasuk to tell you that the kohen shouldn't go into the Beis HaKvaras. So he fits in very well with the Gemara. Advarim neflaim biyoser. We should be zochel lul modu lam edlishim of last. The kaim is called a reisam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.